Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4390.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Probably the one that I think of the most recently right now would be my father. He used to be working accounting too, and I kind of have followed in his footsteps without trying, just in my career.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a college professor right now. I've just always been passionate about teaching. I taught a 3-day seminar course a few years ago, and I discovered that it's just a lot of fun to be in front of a group of people and tell jokes and get paid to do that all day versus sitting in a cube and crunching numbers and doing worksheets and other spreadsheets on computers, and I just thought it was so much more fun and exciting. So I just can't wait to start teaching.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Hardworking, honest, good.
What types of things make you happy?
What makes me the most happiest right now is having free time, because I'm so busy that whenever I get free time, I appreciate it so much more than I ever used to in the past. It's just being able to sit around and do nothing or do whatever I want is just heaven.
What types of things make you sad?
I'm not sad very often, but, you know, deaths and terrible events in the world, of course, always do it. Terrible assignments I have to go through, like group projects sometimes at school drive me insane. I'm not sad very often.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
The world I came from. A very type A kind of world I grew up in, where everybody was very focused on being the best in school and getting the best job and the best career, and then I kind of fell into that, and I was never the top of my class, which is funny considering now I'm in the highest level of education, but it shaped who I am, because I like to work hard and I'm very goal-oriented.
But. Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
I can work harder than most people, especially the level I'm at now. Like, I don't believe I'm any smarter than anybody else, but I feel like I just can put in the time to get whatever I need to get done at school. And a lot of people, they just can never do it. They talk about doing it. Oh, I'm going to get my doctorate, or I'm going to do this or that. And they never do it. I'm going to get my CPA, and they can't put the time in and actually do it. And it's all about hard work mm-hmm. and dedication. At my level.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think honesty and dedication and hard work. I've always admired people who do, like, have a success and they play by the rules. They don't cheat and steal.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Probably pretty similar to the last question, just the value of hard work and to be honest and be a good person versus to try to cheat to get ahead in life or lie and steal.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Well, when I'm with my family, I like to relax and just we're really big on eating. So we always eat very well and go to nice restaurants, especially around here. There's just so many great restaurants that mm-hmm. it's always time together talking about our lives and eating very well.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I think the most special present, not just because I have pictures of this in my mom's photo albums, is this little car when I was the kid that I could sit in and drive around. And apparently once I got that, I think it was Christmas or my birthday, I wouldn't get out of it. I like ate in the car. I was just in the car all the time because I love cars. And I have pictures of this. And I think I had it for years. Even when I grew out of it, I couldn't fit in. I loved it. It was my first car.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, definitely I had this little car I love riding around in because I love cars, but I was a big baseball player as a kid, so I was always playing baseball and practicing baseball. And that was probably my favorite sport and pastime when I was younger. I always watched baseball. I had all these heroes.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? And do you have a favorite literary character?
Favorite book? Unfortunately, I don't get to read for fun anymore, because all I do is study and... But I probably don't have a favorite book. I enjoy crime novels. And back when I used to read for fun, I read all of Michael Connelly's detective series with it's a detective called Harry Bosch that I just always love the premise that he lives in L.A. up in the hills and has this great view out of his back of his house. And he's just has this really interesting history where he was in Vietnam and he was a tunnel rat and he went on to become a police detective in L.A. And he just had all these wild adventures. I love that series. So if I ever do have free time, I think there's a bunch of new books I haven't read from him that have come out. I think he does about a book a year, a book or two. But that's probably my favorite character, my favorite series.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
Sadly, I don't go to many movies anymore. But the last one I went to, because my ex-girlfriend just loved to rag on me for this, was the movie Need for Speed, which I thought was great. People keep saying it's really corny and predictable, but it doesn't matter. It's just a good, feel-good movie, and I love cars, so I love the American cars. So I love the car in the movie that's kind of the star. And just I thought it was a great movie.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I really don't watch any sports anymore. I used to follow baseball when I was a kid, and I knew all the baseball players.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I don't have a lot of free time, so whenever I have free time, it's usually just trying to relax, but I really love cars, so when I have free time, I'm usually tinkering in my car, or I'm hanging out with my other car friend.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I would say once upon a time, I was creative. I used to draw a lot as a kid, and I was actually pushed ahead into this like gifted art program, and it always made me laugh because I only wanted to draw cars and to draw like stuff I enjoyed at the time, but they were always trying to get me to draw other stuff that I really didn't care about at all. Like, let's draw people or draw. There was always some kind of art scene or something. I had no interest whatsoever in it, but they thought I was gifted. They're always having me with these people trying to get better at that. But this is one thing I've been trying to improve on the past few years, because in research I have to come up with creative ideas all the time to get published. So I've been trying to become creative again, and I feel like I'm getting better, but one thing about working in accounting, I feel like it really sucked out my creativity for a while. I just lost it. It's one of those skills you have to practice, or you lose it.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
A lot of times, I've gotten a lot of celebrities over the year from the guy that was Screech on Saved by the Bell. I can't think of his name. I feel like that's kind of insulting. I've gotten John F. Kennedy and Tom Hanks and just a lot of different celebrities, but I don't see the resemblance.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
A significant experience or a risk I've taken. I would say going into the PhD program in my field is probably the biggest risk I've taken in the past few years, just because I had a great job and everything was going well in my career. And especially when I announced I work, people thought I was crazy. Like, why would you throw this away and go back into academia? But I've just always had a passion for teaching, and once I realized I enjoy that so much more than I enjoy my old work, it seemed logical to me to go for it and take the chance. Hopefully it all work out, but you never know.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
The most prominent person that jumps to mind recently was when I was in Philadelphia for a conference, and I went and I saw Benjamin Franklin's house and read all about him, and he was just a fascinating person. I'd love to talk to him and meet him, because I've always looked up to people who started from nothing and made it big, and he's just the true American dream kind of identifies that or personifies that. Where he came from nothing and no education whatsoever and then became this brilliant, rich, successful guy and it's just an incredible person. And invented all this stuff, too. Nobody ever talks about some of the things he's invented. And I think it'd be fascinating to talk to him.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Probably going back to going into the PhD program. At the time, it was a huge risk to throw away a great career, but at the same time, I'm just so much happier. And, one, for instance, is I used to have, back pains, I think, from sitting down all day and hunched over a computer. I don't have any back pain anymore. I don't know if it's just because I spend a lot of time studying and reading, but something about, being on my own schedule and not having a boss, I just feel better and I'm healthier than I've ever been. Mm-hmm. It just seems like I made the right decision.
Mm-hmm. Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were opened to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your impressions about it.
I would say I experience these moments all the time now. Case in point, on Monday earlier this week, I'd had this long research project I was working on all last summer, and I thought I was done. I've rewritten the paper dozens of times now, and I have it submitted with one of my professors reviewing it, and I want to get it out the door and get it published, hopefully. But I was watching a YouTube video on mediation, which I won't go into the details of what that is, but it's some sort of analysis you do in research studies, and I realized I did it completely wrong, so I'm going to have to go back and fix that part of the paper, and it's just going to take a lot of time, but it's just one of those things where you think you know how to do it, and then you watch an expert do it, and you realize, oh, I approached this entirely wrong, and it was quite the experience.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
If I could do anything right now, I'd like to be somewhere warm and sunny, like French Polynesia, somewhere on a beach with a tropical drink. I think that would be my ideal place if I could choose.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I'm single right now, so there is no one specific person, but if I could be in my special place, that warm, sunny beach somewhere, I'd love to be there with somebody I'd like to spend time with, hopefully a girlfriend or wife.
What is your approach to life?
I don't know. I guess my approach could be described as I believe you should try to live the best life you could possibly live. And one quote I heard recently that I thought was good was, get busy living or get busy dying. And I thought that it made a lot of sense. And you only get one life, you should try to enjoy every bit of it you can and follow what you're passionate about.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties, and how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I would say right now is the most difficult part of my life. Even though I took the CPA exam a few years ago, which most people describe as like the worst test you can possibly take, up there with the MCATs and the other medical exams people take, but I think right now is much more difficult just because this PhD program I'm in is so long. It just goes on and on and on. Every day I wake up, I have this little voice in my head saying, why don't you just go get a job and be happy like everybody else and be content and where you can have your weekends and your nights off again? But it's just something I've been overcoming slowly and surely, where you just say, I'm never going back, always moving forward, not going to look back. And I've just kind of learned to accept it is what it is. And I noticed a lot of people, they just complain a lot, and they're always depressed. And I think you just accept this is the way the world is and work on, accomplishing your goals. And things work out. Mm-hmm. And it's just much better to approach everything positively anyway, I feel.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I don't know if I have one in particular, but one that jumps to mind is, I mentioned earlier, I took the CPA exam a few years back. And last summer, I taught the class. They have a review courses you can take for the CPA exam, and I took the class many, many years ago, and I never thought I'd be teaching the class, and I really enjoyed spreading all my knowledge and experience from when I took it on to the next round of people and trying to help them, and unfortunately, I don't think many of them passed it, but I really tried, at least in the portion of the class I taught, to just you know, give them all the little advantages and the tips and tricks that I knew to help them. But I thought it was really rewarding to pass that on.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
First thing I do, I don't know why I've always liked this, is I look at the sunrise. I wake up really early every day, and I love watching the sunrise. Something about it I've always found very inspirational.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
This probably ties into my ultimate goal, but I wish I could just do whatever I want. I wish I didn't have to worry about money and whether I had the vacation time to go do something. Mm-hmm. And so my ultimate goal is to have the freedom to be able to, you know, if I want to go to the beach today or go to some exotic location, just be able to do it, not worry about how much it costs or whether I have the time to go. And hopefully in 10 years, I will be at that point.
What is your favorite season and why?
My favorite season is fall, because I didn't used to have allergies growing up, and I have allergies now. It drives me nuts in the spring, so I don't really care for spring. And summer, it's just a little bit too hot. And I love cars, and I really hate having to wash my car all the time. So spring and summer, there's a lot of pollen in the air that drives me nuts, too, because I'll wash it, and then an hour later, it's dirty. So I don't like those months. And then there are seasons. And then winter, I just don't like the cold. Fall is definitely my favorite time of the year. You get a lot of colors and leaves and apple cider, good stuff like that.
What matters to you most?
Right now, I would say school is the most important thing in my life. And no matter what's going on outside of school, I'm 100% driven and focused on school. So if relationships don't matter, activities don't matter, it's just all comes back to school. And I probably lost a few friends in this process, but at the end of the day, that's what matters most to me right now. I just want to graduate.
Tell us something that no one else knows about you, unless someone specifically asked you this question.
Well, the first thing that jumps to mind that nobody knows about is that I have a black belt in Taekwondo. Mm. And I have over 10 years experience in martial arts in general. I've done like 5 or 6 different martial arts. And nobody knows this, and are always surprised. Like, you don't seem like a violent person or an angry person. I'm not. But I've always loved doing that, and it's, as rushes go, there is no greater rush than like sparring with somebody, especially when they're much bigger than you or multiple people, and it's just, I always really love doing that.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
I don't know if there's one cause in particular I feel strongly about. I mean, one example would be the environment. I feel like we trash that way too much right now. I was reading recently about this. They say in the Pacific Ocean there's an island of trash that's bigger than like Rhode Island, which blows my mind to think about how big this island of trash is. I feel like we should do something about that. But
if you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
I would probably, because I love cars, I would probably track down some really exotic car and I would go drive it. And then put it back, and they wouldn't even know it's invisible. I'd probably go do stuff like that.
But what quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I think the quality I like best is that I feel like I'm very hardworking, and I'm very much of a do-it person. If I say I'm going to do something, I do it. And a lot of people, they always talk about doing things, they never actually do it, but I go out and do it. And the thing that I've been trying to overcome recently is I'm also definitely have a lazy side, probably because if you work really hard, you tend to burn out and you just become really lazy, and it's hard to jump back into working when you get to that lazy point. Mm-hmm. So avoiding that side of me is definitely something I'm trying to work on too.
You are majoring in accounting. When did you first become interested in this field?
I first became interested in it years ago, because initially I wanted to be an engineer, because I love cars and I wanted to build things, and design cars especially. But then, watching my father growing up, I realized he had a great job, and I thought I wanted to get a job more than anything. And there's a lot of jobs in accounting that kind of drew me to it. And then I also really liked, detective series and stuff. I knew that if you became an accountant, you can get a job at the FBI, because they primarily hire accountants, and I thought that'd be a great job. And for whatever reason, I never pursued that. Once I became an accountant, I just lost interest in carrying a gun and risking my life getting shot at as part of my work. But that kind of drew me in. or got me interested in the field initially.
What are your plans upon graduation?
When I graduate, I plan on having a great job somewhere. I don't know. That's the one problem about getting a doctorate and getting into teaching. You don't know where you're going to go. You're kind of like a free agent in sports. I hope it's somewhere nice and warm. Like, ideally, I'd love to. There's a university in California, and it's on the beach. That just seems like heaven. I was driving up the Pacific Coast Highway in California a few years ago, and I drove by there, and I was like, this is the greatest school I've ever seen. So I'd love to know someplace like that, but as far as plans outside of work, I'd really like to drive around the country. So I did it years ago, and I'll do it again in a nicer car and just enjoy the drive, not having to be anywhere or worry about work. That's one thing that's so great about teaching. You get the whole summer off. So there's plenty of time to go, you know, travel and do things again that I haven't done in years.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I think I would be a race car driver if I could do anything. Because I just, if I had the talent, you know, I know I don't have the talent to be a race car driver. I just love the idea of getting paid to drive fast cars. And they, you know, they go to a lot of interesting locations when they do that too. They have pretty much have a famous race in every country. That's just, I'd love to be able to do that. But.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing in regards to work, family, and traveling?
My goal from 10 years from now is I hope to be retired, or at least be able to retire. Because I've dabbled in real estate a little bit, and I've discovered that you can rent properties and make enough money per month per property that you can essentially with five to ten properties and just live off the rental income. And whether I actually retire or not, that's, you know, up in the air, because I'm probably going to really enjoy teaching to the point that I'll never retire. But I'd like to have that ability to just say, you know, I'm tired of this, I'm going to take a year off, or I'm just going to live off rental income. So, you know, hopefully in 10 years, that's my goal right now. I'll be able to do that.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Well, because it's winter right now, my ideal romantic evening would be a nice dinner somewhere, and then putting a fire on, opening a bottle of wine is pretty much my ideal.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
That's tough to say. I feel like I used to look for somebody that was really well educated. I always wanted my partner to be as smart as me or smarter. Hopefully the latter. But, you know, I always like to start with education. Hopefully they're well educated. And then also that they have a good job. I don't really want to be somebody's meal ticket. So those two were probably pretty high up.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I'm not sure there's one nice thing. I guess I'll just go with supporting them. And, you know, with work and life and whatever they do. So that's the first thing that jumps to mind.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Primarily for money is what led me here, because I get a stipend where I'm in school right now to live off of, but it just barely covers everything, so any additional money definitely helps out. But I also think it's just kind of an interesting program, and I like the idea that I'm helping people out who can't have kids, and it's just, I know, it feels good.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Well, I'm not sure if there's a message for the recipients, but for the offspring, I'd love to meet them in 20 years or so. So if they are listening to this, you know, look me up.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4390.